Welcome, everybody, to ClevelandBrowns.com. Jim Donovan, and alongside with the new head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, and we welcome you to Cleveland and your feelings on your first day, which is going to be a whirlwind experience going through three rounds of interviews, but now you're a head coach in the NFL. How does that sound when they introduce you as the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
I'm thrilled beyond words. I mean, it still really hasn't sunk in yet. But again, it's been a dream of mine. And again, to be provided this opportunity, I can't be more thankful.
Boy, Mike, they always say son of a coach. A lot of good things happen when it's the son of a coach. You are the son of a great coach in Pennsylvania high school history, and I know it was a great influence. You've had others to follow in the footsteps in the later stages in your career so far, but your dad was a huge part, right?
Absolutely. And again, I grew up just I was a gym rat. He used to drag me along to the high school and just throw me in the gym with either a football or a basketball, and I was there all day with him. I loved it. Just ate it up. I ended up playing for him, and then down the road I ended up coaching with him, and then coached against him. And then what a lot of people don't know is that he retired as a head coach and took a year off, and then came back and was actually my assistant for a year, which was probably a better idea on paper than it was how it actually played out. That he was that made the staff meetings quite interesting. But he's been such a he's really just provided me with the foundation of what it takes to be successful in this game.
Let's talk about you. Come off a great year in Buffalo, a defense that really got re-energized. 57 sacks, tops in the AFC, second in the NFL, top 10 defense in the NFL, and this opportunity starts to present itself with the Browns. Going through the interview process, as you got closer to the reality of what happened today, what was it like? Did you feel that you were making ground? Did you feel that you were saying things that were clicking with the Browns management team?
I think so. I mean, I felt good about every round that we went through, and again, I sensed that there was that was mutual as well. That I think a lot of the points that I hit were some of the core. The core tenets of what the leadership here believes in. So that's one of the reasons I felt that, given some of the feedback I got, that things were progressing.
Tell me this. How difficult will it be to get a staff in place, because you want a staff in the next 10 minutes, I know, because you want to hit the ground and running, and you are a first-time head coach. So I'm sure that you've put that mapped it out in your own mind how it's going to get done. And how difficult will it be?
Some positions will be more difficult than others, but this was something that for a while now has been anticipated. It always kind of keep that running list. It's a very fluid list based on who's available. But again, when the opportunity looked like it was going to present itself, it made it a lot easier for me to pick up the phone and make some of the call. And make some of those calls. And there are some quality coaches available that we're going to be able to fill the staff with.
Absolutely. It's not an old team. It's really a young team. It's a team that's got a lot of cap room, right up there with the most cap room of any other team in the NFL. And it's a team that has kind of nestled away a lot of draft choices now coming in off what they did in the draft last year. 10, I believe, is the number they have going into the draft. All of those things seem to say you can really inject yourself into this roster rather quickly.
Yeah, that was just made the job so attractive that it was a team that unfortunately for the Browns only won four games last year. But when you look at how quickly can you get it turned around? You look at all those factors. You look at cap space. You look at the number of draft picks. You look at the current roster. Who has to be re-signed and all those factors. And to me, that all of them were positive things. And again, just led to the attractiveness of the job.
Style of play. Tell the fans what you want from your team, what they can expect when they are out on the field.
That we want to be the toughest team on the field. That again, being in the AFC North, I spoke to this earlier, that having been in Baltimore all those years, that most of the time the tougher team is going to win. And I don't speak in terms of just physical toughness. It has to be mental as well. You have to expect to win. And to me, losing is a habit, just like winning is a habit. And I think that'll be just as big a part. The mental will be just as big a part of this fight here than it is the physical. That our guys first need to learn how not to lose, and then you teach them how to win.
Coach, welcome to town. It's a great team. It's a great tradition. It's a great bunch of fans. I hope that you experience the best of it.
Great. Thank you.
The new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Thanks for joining us right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.